by Trace International, Georgia is among the top 20 in Europe and the top 30 countries in the world. Georgia ranks the first in the subcomponent low level of corruption risk in business interactions with the government. According to the World Justice Project Rule of Law Index 2021, Georgia is among the 50 countries in the world and ranks first in the region of Eastern Europe and Central Asia. According to the Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index 2021, again, Georgia ranks first in the region and 45th in out of 180 countries. And finally, according to the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom in 2021, Georgia was ranked 12 out of 148 countries and 7th in the European region. Just wanted to share this information with you. Now, about the work that Georgia does in this regard, Georgia has a very strong cooperation with international organizations and international partners such as United Nations, Group of State Against Corruption, Anti-Corruption Network of Organization for Economic Development and Cooperation, and so on. Recently, GRECO recalled that out of 14 out of 16 recommendations were fully and or partially implemented, and there was a huge positive progress achieved in the process of implementing the recommendations by Georgia. Now, it was mentioned Anti-Corruption Council. Mr. Chair also mentioned it. I just want to add that this Anti-Corruption Council now has Anti-Corruption Secretariat, and now the work is ongoing to hire people for the Anti-Corruption Secretariat. What does the Anti-Corruption Council and the Secretariat do? This was also the question by the respective committee member. In recent years, Georgia has adopted five strategies, one strategy and five national action anti-corruption plans in the country. And right now the work is ongoing on the sixth national anti-corruption anti-corruption strategy. So what is the idea of this strategy and all these action plans? The idea is that to raise awareness of on the anti-corruption measures among the public, among the civil servants, and also to work mainly on the preventive measures. This is what the idea of and the goal of the previous strategies and action plans were, and this will remain the same for the new strategy and action plan once it is finalized. And finally, some of the steps that Georgian government has undertaken in fight against anti-corruption and free environment in the country. The public procurement realm has developed. Increase in transparency of funding of political parties is there. Public service has experienced transformation. Public financial system has improved, custom and revenue service has developed, quality of transparency and accountability of public institutions, as well as public trust towards the government has raised. New law of Georgia on public service has been adopted, the implementation of which resulted in the effectiveness and flexibility of public service. And in the area of public procurement, Georgia has maintained one of the highest levels of transparency and openness of the public procurement through the use of a full cycle electronic procurement platform, which is public, and all this information is available for everybody on this platform, which again serves the purpose of the transparency. And one of the most successful reform in regard to the prevention of corruption is implementation of budget monitoring system and its transparency. That is something that should be emphasized. Creation of budget e-monitoring, electronic monitoring system is also worth mentioning here, and it ensures involvement of society in the process of budget allocation, which I think is very unique. Allocation, which I think is very unique, something that is done only recently, and very effective. Thank you.
Thank you. Now the prosecutor's office would